Come this way, please, sir. Yes, I'm afraid so. I'm afraid the handcuffs are absolutely necessary. You're a security risk. Here we are. Step into this room, please. This is my colleague, Miss Tyler, and she will be interviewing you. Alone.
Good afternoon, sir. Please take a seat. Thank you, Miss Anderson. Please handcuff him to the table. And then leave us. Sir, I think you know why you are here. Oh, please, no protestations of innocence. We have been watching you for some time. We know exactly what you have been doing. We have listened to several of your audio recordings. They have been brought to our attention by women who have suffered as a result of your activities. Women who have been left helpless, writhing, squirming to the sound of your voice, insensible, incapable. This state of affairs cannot be allowed to continue. What is it that you wanted, sir, when you started to record these audios? Did you want to have women at your mercy? To break them? To work your way inside of their heads to their deepest fantasies? To places they had never allowed themselves to go, so that you could toy with them, play them like some kind of instrument, play them and push them and have them dance to your tune. I know what you have been doing to these women. I know how they moan and beg for you. I know, because I am one of them. I have been a victim. I have bucked and moaned and begged with your voice whispering and insisting and chuckling in my ear. What is it that you wanted when you called me a good girl? When you described what you would do to me, how you would take me? What is it that you wanted? To make me liquid between my legs? To have it soak into my panties? To have me unable to think, to concentrate? To have your voice whispering in my ear all day after the recording has long finished. You see, I don't think you want to be the one in charge at all. I don't think you always want to have us all at your mercy. I have been watching you, gathering information, talking to other sources, and I think I know your end game. I think I know what it is that you want. And I am going to give it to you, right here, whilst you are handcuffed in that chair. Because I don't think you should be allowed to get away with what you have been doing. Justice must be served. You have one hand free and one handcuffed to the table. That won't do. You're a dangerous man. I cannot allow you to have freedom of movement. I'm going to walk behind you and cuff this other hand to the chair. Don't you even think about touching me, sir. It will not end well for you if you do. There. All safely restrained. There's a good boy. You see how we can all get along if you just play nicely? Now, I'm going to kneel down in front of you. Stay still. Shut up. I'm going to undo your trousers. Lift up your ass. I'm going to slide down your trousers and boxers. I said, lift up your ass. Oh, I was right, wasn't I? This is what you wanted. Just look at that rock-hard cock straining towards me. What a beautiful thing. In fact, I think I will photograph that as evidence. The girls in the lab will want to examine that at their leisure. There we go. You think I'm going to give you a blowjob? Oh, no, no, no. You're not going to be that lucky. This is justice. This is retribution. You weren't there to lick my pussy when you were whispering into my ear. telling me what a good girl I am, and all the dreadful, wonderful things you wanted to do to me. You weren't there, were you? Were you? No. But now I'm going to take what I want. Only not quite yet. First, you are going to watch me undress. Sit there and watch me. Sit there with your trousers round your ankles and your cock reaching towards me. Sit there and watch me undress. I'm going to undo the buttons on my blouse. One, two, three, four, five. Let that fall to the floor. You like what you see? You like these breasts? Maybe I should cup them over my bra. Maybe I should squeeze them a little. What? Take off my bra? I'm going to do what I damn well please, mister. Just like you did what you damn well pleased in all of your audios. I will take off my bra when I'm ready. Right now, I'm going to take off my skirt. Just let that fall to the floor. Step out of it. Oh, you like thigh highs, do you? These black thigh highs with their lacy elastic clinging to the tops of my legs. You like what you see? I can see your hands twitching in those cuffs. But you can't move them, can you? No matter how much you want to. No, you can't touch yourself. But I can. I can run my hands over my body as I stand here in front of you. I can touch any part of me that I want. In fact, I think I will take off this bra. And then I can squeeze my breasts and play with my nipples. It feels so good to release myself from that. Pretty an item of underwear as it is. Oh, you see how my nipples are hard? Do you see that? They were hard like that when I was listening to you, and I wanted you to suck on them. Oh, how much I wanted you to suck on them. But you weren't there, were you? Were you? Well, you're going to suck on them now. I'm going to lean over you, and you are going to take my nipple in your mouth. Just like that. A little harder. Enough. You see, I can push you away. I can step back. And you can't do anything about it, can you? Oh, look at you leaking pre-cum all over yourself. You so want to touch yourself, don't you? Please? Oh no, not a chance. You have been a bad, bad boy, and you are going to take your punishment. But I'm a good girl, aren't I? You keep telling me so, it must be true. I think right now, I'm going to slide off my panties and touch myself like a good girl deserves to be touched. I'll keep the thigh highs and heels on though, I think. You like that? Good. Now I'm going to sit in this chair in front of you, legs spread, with my hand on my pussy. And I'm going to play with myself while you watch. And there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, I'm just slide. inside my finger, along my clit, and rub it. Oh. Slide my finger down and oh, feel how wet I am. I think I'll slide a finger inside and oh. I'm getting quite close. but why should I have to come using my own fingers? That's what I always have to do. That's what I do whilst I'm listening to you. Whilst you tell me to comfort you, wanting me to obey. And I do obey. Oh, I do. But not today. Today, it's your turn to do as you are told. And right now, I'm going to sit across your lap. Oh, with my breasts in your face. And I'm going to slide myself down onto your cock. And you're going to suck on my nipple. And I'm going to move myself up and down on your cock. Move my wet pussy up and down on your cock. And you are not going to come. Do you hear me? You are not going to come. Not yet. Not until I fucking say so. Oh, you feel good between my legs. Oh, I knew that you would. Oh, keep sucking on my tits. Oh, God. Oh, that feels so good. Oh. Oh. Oh, don't you dare come. I've got you to myself in this room, handcuffed to the table. If you want that beautiful body left unbruised and intact, then you will not come yet. You wouldn't want me to have to engage in a little brutality, would you? But I'm going to come. Oh God, I'm going to come. I'm going to come all over your fucking cock. Just like you told me to. Just like you told me to so many times. Oh, I'm going to come all over your cock. I'm just gonna keep moving a little. Oh, that feels amazing. Oh, God. Oh, do you want to come? Do you? Oh, you do, don't you? Oh, you're straining against those cuffs. You want to grab my ass and grind yourself deep into me, don't you? You want to come for me, baby? You want to come? Okay. I'm going to slide myself off you. Little whimpers. You think I've never whimpered for you? You think I've never begged you to let me come on you, like I did just then? Look at your cock. It's covered in my cum. Oh, now I'm getting up because you're not going to come inside me. Oh no. Justice must be served. But I am going to release one of your hands. Don't you dare try to grab me, or I'll cuff you again and leave you to suffer. There you go. Oh, that hand went to your cock pretty fucking fast, didn't it? Oh, you're fucking desperate to come, aren't you, sugar? Okay. I'm going to sit back down in front of you. I'm going to spread my legs so you can see my glistening pussy. And you are going to make yourself come all over yourself. All over your hand and your stomach and your clothes. You're going to make a mess all over yourself, like I've so often made a mess for you. Are you ready, sweet thing? Okay, I'm going to count down. 10. 9. Oh, that's it. Stroke it faster for me. 8. 7. 6. How much do you want to be inside me right now? 5, 4, 3, 2.5, 2, 1. Come for me, baby. Oh. Photograph of you now too, covered in your own cum, one hand still handcuffed to the table. Yes, that will be something for me to study in the evidence room later on. Now, I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to put on my bra and panties, put my shirt back on, and my skirt. No. No. I'm not going to help you to get dressed. Oh no. I'm going to leave you now. Get back to work. Write up my report on your case. But you can stay here. Because I need to hand you back over to my colleague.
Hello again, sir. I see Miss Tyler has concluded her interview, but I do have some more questions for you.